the unbundling of airline travel and its possible upside for consumers. I'm Paul Platt, and this is AeroNews. Welcome into this AeroNews special feature, and thanks for the download today. My guest is Robert Buckman, who is described as an airline futurist and director of airline distribution strategy for Miami-based Amadeus. We're going to talk a little bit about what this company is and get into the unbundling that's gone on in prices in the airline industry lately, and kind of some surprising results as to how that's going over with passengers and how it might actually turn out to be an advantage someday. Robert, thanks for taking a few minutes out for our listeners today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you, Paul, and your listeners.
Well, first of all, let's talk about what Amadeus is. I have not heard of this company before.
Well, I'm glad to be able to be the one to introduce you to Amadeus. Amadeus is one of the largest technology companies in the aviation and tourism industries. We are essentially the backbone behind aviation and tourism, running major complex IT operations for some of the world's largest passenger airlines, including Lufthansa and Air France, and soon to be here in North America, United Airlines. So we run inventory reservations and departure control systems and really the mission-critical IT infrastructure behind the aviation business.
Oh.
As well, Amadeus is a very large marketplace for travel products and content in which we connect buyers of travel with suppliers of travel. So if for your listeners that might shop via online travel agencies or they like their brick-and-mortar shops, The major systems that those travel agencies use to purchase and look and shop for travel products are companies like Amadeus.
Okay, now, does that mean that for example, if I go to Travelocity or Expedia or one of those sorts of websites, that at some point I'm actually interfacing with your structure in some point?
Most certainly. Most certainly. Those, matter of fact, the large online travel agencies, by and large, connect directly to our systems to access all sorts of travel content from air, car, cruise, to rail, fare, and ferries. So there's all sorts of travel content that our companies provide to travel agencies and make available to travelers worldwide.
Okay, now, what made you decide to be an airline futurist? And explain to us exactly what that involves.
Well, an airline futurist is someone who pontificates about the future direction of aviation. So I think in today's world, there may be many airline futurists out there besides myself. But one of the things that we certainly like to do here at Amadeus is keep our eye on the market and keep our eye on what the future trends are going to look like in the aviation business, so that specifically we can be one step ahead and making sure that our customers, our clients, have the right technology tools to be able to adapt and change to the marketplace as they see fit.
All right.
To manage their customer expectations.
I appreciate your explanation of that, because when I hear the word futurist, I think of people over the years like Faith Popcorn, who was trying to look into the future and decide how men and women would be relating to each other and all that kind of stuff that we used to hear on radio morning shows from time to time. But actually, your job kind of parallels the forecasting positions in any major corporation.
Oh, it certainly does. It certainly does. We certainly have to be able to be very responsive to our customers' needs. And as one of the largest technology platforms for airlines, we have to be in a position so that our carriers cannot be in a reactive mode to changes in the economy and the dynamics of the marketplace. They have to be able to adapt on the fly. So it's our mission that we provide the right IT infrastructure that enables success throughout the travel and tourism industry.
Okay, now when we get into talking about airline fees and this unbundling that's taken place over the last few months, the big question I think that comes up for a lot of people is, why did they not just raise the base fare? Because, having the added charges and having to go to the fine print on the website is an inconvenience at least, and some people are saying deceptive in some cases at worst. Why have the airlines found it just so difficult to increase their base fares? Is it just a matter of a very tight competitive market where nobody wants to go first?
Well, I think that's an excellent question, and I know travelers across the country are asking that question. And one of the things that we really have to look at is consumer buying behavior, because we see that there is also a consumer price point that travelers are willing to pay for air travel. And it's really the airlines are stuck between a rock and a hard place, because they have rising costs on one hand, but then they also have price sensitivity on the other from the consumers. And it's really a challenge for the carriers to find the right balance. The balance to make sure that you cover your operational costs without degrading the traveling customers' future bookings. So we want to make sure that we keep travel demand up and be able to, at the same time, meet the cost of air travel. Hence, carriers are looking at ways to diversify how they earn revenue from the passenger. So the idea here with the unbundling of products and services from the base fare is to get the travel product, the base essential product, the flight, the reliability, the safety of the operation of that flight to a bare minimum cost. And from there, offering customers value-added options so that the cost of the basic travel service keeps low, which means we try to promote the demand of the flight and demand of customer travel, and then allow consumers to pay for the value that they want in additional products and services.
All right. Now, this idea of there being a price point that's an emotional cliff that people just won't go over, seems to me that that would affect the leisure travel segment more than the business travel segment, because obviously if you have to get from point A to point B, you're going to look and whatever the lowest price you can do it for is, if you have to do it, you have to do it. But if it's going to be a decision of, well, do we take that vacation to Las Vegas or Orlando next year, that might be something that people can decide to put off. Is that the real reason behind the capacity cuts? Are the airlines just trying to trim enough seats that the people who are put off by the price point, will those seats will be eliminated and they won't have a lot of unused load capacity?
Well, I think you're definitely onto to one of the issues that the airlines are addressing with. And the reduction in capacity is really indicative of consumer demand. An airline is at best, in the U.S. market today, breaking even to maybe even, posting losses with the current economic situation, with rising oil prices, and a softening of the demand in travel. But I think one of the areas that the carriers are doing are looking at each individual market on a case-by-case basis, looking at capacity and load factors, and really trying to eliminate unprofitable routes while getting rid of excess capacity in markets where they want to continue to compete, but moving more passengers onto more full flights, if you will. And I think that's something that we all as travelers see today. We go to the airport today and we see long lines. When we get on board the plane, almost every seat is full. And, we're in an age today where capacity is being very tightly controlled to maximize profitability for the airline.
All right. When we come back from the break, Robert, I want to talk a little bit about the upside to the unbundling and the a la carte strategy, and talk maybe in your area of expertise about how software products and some of the ways we book travel now might adapt to take best advantage of that. My guest is Robert Buckman, airline futurist and director of airline distribution strategy for Amadeus. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here with Robert Buckman of Amadeus, who is in charge of airline distribution strategy for a company which provides a lot of the IT infrastructure for the way airline travel is booked. Robert, let's talk about the upside, what you say could be the upside of the a la carte movement, and that is that passengers will soon be able to sort of custom tailor the expenses they want to take on and not have to pay for the things they don't. Before we go there, though, let me just mention briefly, Southwest has had an interesting strategy lately. They've obviously were early adopters in the fuel hedge strategy as a business and have kind of leveraged that advantage to really hammer their competitors with ads that talk about the fact that they have no added fees. Is this going to end up being a temporary strategy, do you think, for them? Because obviously those fuel hedges run out in a couple of years.
Well, certainly, you know, the Southwest has had a tremendous position relative to their ability to hedge at a very attractive price for fuel for quite some time now. But I think the broader question here is, what do consumers want in travel products and services? And I think by and large, travel products will begin to evolve based on consumer demand, because really the customer is ultimately going to dictate what the travel products and services look like in the future. So we see today airlines of all different sizes and shapes and demographics with various different business models. Southwest today receives less than about 3% of its overall revenues from ancillary services. But we see a broad gamut of airlines that are offering ancillary services, all the way up to a carrier like Vueling, who has 29% of its total revenues coming from ancillary services. And you can even go further when you start looking at carriers like Ryanair in Europe. So I think, again, you will see variations in business models and how airlines tailor their products to their customers based on customer demand. Now, on Southwest as well, while they do claim that they do not offer ancillary services for their passengers and they try to keep a bundled view, they've actually created a separate set of bundled products for various demographics of their customers. And today, Southwest even offers a bundled business product that allows business customers for a premium fee to be able to have expedited on-board processing, and so that they can get their overhead bins. And so I think we actually see a slight variation in how carriers will do this, whether it would be completely unbundled, whether it would be fully bundled, or maybe a hybrid thereof.
You know, it's interesting. I hadn't thought of it in that light, but you're right, because Southwest's unique boarding scheme has opened up that option for them to push that in that direction. Let me ask you how customers take advantage of this, because the current model is you go to one of the online websites or a brick and mortar travel agent, or you try to do it yourself looking from site to site, and you look at the price and then you find the price you want, but then you have to go back and in a separate process look at the fine print. Are we going to get to a point, I'm thinking on the IT side of websites such as, you know, the ones that help you evaluate the Blue Book value of your car, where you go in and it asks you the mileage and the equipment and a bunch of different questions about what exactly you're trying to Sure. price, and then comes back with a price based on that. Are we on the verge of seeing an IT infrastructure that allows travelers to go in and say, not only do I want to go from point A to point B on this day at this time, but I have one check bag and I want to sit in an aisle seat, and then have it come back with rankings by price of those flights in that order?
I think that is probably the question of the day. And Paul, it's such a timely question with regard to what Amadeus as a company is working on for our customers, because the key to endearing trust to any brand, whether that's online or offline, is that you have transparency. Transparency within the shopping process will assure that the end consumer has a complete understanding of what you are offering in the marketplace. For Amadeus, we're developing a broad range of technologies under our Amadeus retailing platform that will enable customers to shop for products that they specifically want, and where they're shopping in general to see what's available in the market, if they are price sensitive, if they're schedule sensitive, we're going to be able to be in an environment very shortly where you can see a comparative display of all carriers within any given market and all of the various business models and options that they provide. Whether it's American Airlines providing a bundled offering with a few ancillary services, or whether it's another carrier competing on that same route that offers a baseline product with everything else unbundled. A user can see the baseline products plus all of the ancillary services, or be able to apply advanced search criteria when they are, say, on their online website, their favorite travel agent online website, where they say, I want to go from point A to point B, I must be there by 10 o'clock a.m., and I want to have a seat included, and I want to bring one check bag. Only show me those carriers that have that, or include those ancillary services in the price of those that do unbundled so I can see a total price.
That would do it for me. I think that would eliminate a lot of the complaints that people have, because whether or not the airlines choose to state their advertised fares in terms of bundled or unbundled, as long as I have a place when I go to book them where I can do that conveniently, I think I'm okay with that. And I also noticed that a couple of the airlines have commented in releasing their quarterly reports that passengers don't seem to be having a problem with the unbundling.
No, and I think, you know, this is really where it's going to come down to whether this is a tactical approach by an airline or whether it's a strategic approach. Generally, if carriers are taking tactical approaches, it may very well be that their customers may view this negatively. They may view it as nickel and diming if it doesn't provide value to the customer. However, carriers that are looking at ancillary services as a strategic asset, placing the customer at the center of their decision making, what you'll end up seeing is very customer oriented and customer tailored products. So whereby ancillary revenues and services begin to unlock hidden value. And this goes back to an area that we had we've been talking about a lot in the industry is, you know, where's there an opportunity here for consumers? Where can consumers drive real value or derive real value out of this? And what we see is, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. And unfortunately, sometimes it takes the bad, hard economic times like today for strategists to begin to really rethink what it is that customers want in my product. And today, generally how most airlines operate is they operate under a one-price-fits-all model with a singular homogenous service level. The difference is when we can get away from that, we can begin to unbundle the airline product to really see what components do customers value and what components do they not value. And hopefully, I think airlines can take away from this opportunity is that begin to get rid of those things that you may be, that may be a cost to your operation today, and it may be something that you're providing as a service to your customers today that, quite frankly, the traveling public doesn't value. I take an example, meals. For a long time, everybody just expected onboard meals. Mm-hmm. By and large, today, most customers are willing to not have an onboard meal. But in place of that, what we've seen is certain carriers are coming out with higher brand services. Maybe they're coming out with premium services like maybe Atlanta Bread Company snacks for buy on board. And in that case, you're actually replacing something that wasn't valued before with a product that has a higher value that a customer's willing to pay for.
Well, this is...
So I think we can begin to look at airlines, you know, opportunity in the same way. How can they improve the passenger experience? How can they broaden and diversify the products and services that they offer their customers to differentiate themselves from their competitors and to continue to drive customer value?
Well, this has been an interesting look at this from a different angle, Robert, and I really appreciate your expertise and thoughtfulness on this. Where could our listeners find out more about Amadeus?
The traveling public and anybody else who's interested in what we're doing at Amadeus can find us on www.amadeus.com. That's AMADEUS.com. And you can find out all about what our company is doing in the technology space.
Well, Robert, again, thanks for taking a few minutes out and giving us a peek into the customer's perspective on this, because obviously in the end, that's the one that really matters. And if you don't mind, I'll keep you in the Rolodex. We may want to check back with you on this topic in the future.
That would be my pleasure. Thanks to you and your listeners.
Robert Buckman is an airline futurist and director of airline distribution strategy for Amadeus. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.